You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A few years ago, the city of Boston decided to ban chocolate milk from its school cafeterias because they said that the sugar content was too high. A few other cities have started trying to jump on board that bandwagon, and now the Wall Street Journal, Jeremy, says that the Department of Agriculture is thinking of removing chocolate milk from all public school cafeterias in terms of elementary and middle school. They said high schools could still have it. I guess we don't care if the high school kids eat like crap.
Yeah.
And now there's, you know, battle lines being drawn.
Yeah, the chocolate milk lovers versus the health nuts.
Yeah.
I'm for this. I mean, it's a lot of sugar if you start looking this up. One cup of chocolate milk has about 4 teaspoons of sugar. So think of your measuring cup, one cup, and then go over and put 4 teaspoons of sugar in that and drink it. And it's eye-opening, you know, like how much sugar is in this stuff. And it's just contributing to all the health issues with kids. So why not eliminate it?
I understand. I'm not a chocolate milk drinker, but I mean, I used to be as a kid. Yeah. Made my own, the whole Nestle's Quick thing.
Sure, you put the syrup in or something. Oh, yeah.
Well, we were the powder family, the Nestle Quick powder.
Yep.
Stirring that up. I have no idea what the nutritional value of old school Nestle Quick is. I'd have to look it up. Is there a possibility of doing a healthier version of chocolate milk?
I would imagine
stevia version?
Or almond milk, or even the artificial sweeteners are really bad for you if you do the research. Give them water.
Stevia is okay, though.
Give them water. What's wrong with a bottle of water?
And then you go, but the reason I mentioned the battle lines is because you do have some people who are like, you know, look, save where you can, but one thing of chocolate milk a few times a week, maybe a nice little treat just to get some of the healthy aspects of milk into the kids, you know, like the
vitamin D and
that kind of calcium. Potassium and calcium and all of that.
You know, it's funny, though, because if you look at the school lunches and you're adding the chocolate milk to the, you know, the school lunch for the day, which is nachos or a hot dog or French toast sticks. You know, my kiddos are in elementary school and we see the menu every day and you're like, do you want hot lunch today? And I try to talk them out of it because everything on the menu is so incredibly bad. It is so, so bad. And I understand, you know, they're trying to save costs. You're trying to feed a bunch of kiddos, but it's really bad. There's numerous articles, if you go online and look at various school lunches from around the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like one from Japan that has a little slice of fish and some rice and a salad and your cup of water. And then the juxtaposition of America's lunch of chicken nuggets.
Pizza day.
A fruit cup, which is high fructose corn syrup, and then a chocolate milk. We're poisoning our kids. We really are. So this is a total save where you can. Get rid of the chocolate milk. Give them water.
Ugh. I guess I have no argument for any of that.
I know, man. It's really bad.
If I try to argue it, what I'm saying is I want children to die. So,
I know. It really is.
So I can't argue. I mean, I've been boxed into a corner here. I don't deny. You know, I haven't seen a school lunch menu in a million years. Uh-huh. I'm sure they're all posted online. So I could probably look at Jeffco or DPS or Arapahoe County or Douglas County schools and see what's on their menu. Then again, I don't know if they're putting nutritional value, like when it's burger day in Douglas County. I mean, how does that add, you know, how does that compare health-wise to some other choices?
Well, you need a common sense value on there, too, versus your nutritional value. Like, common sense says you probably shouldn't eat chicken nuggets every day with the fries. Maybe pack
your
lunch.
Do your kids eat at the school or do they take their lunch?
My daughter takes her lunch every day because she doesn't like the hot lunches. And then Reed Reno will, he's back and forth. Mm. And it's, you know, a lot of times it just comes down to how busy the morning is and if my wife has a chance.
That's probably normal in most
households.
She's like,
guess what? You're doing hot lunch today.
I'm just out of curiosity, like Lila, if she takes her lunch every day, what is in that?
We pack red and yellow peppers that are sliced up, cherry tomatoes. She usually gets a peanut butter sandwich. She likes that. Of course, on whole wheat bread.
Whole grain, dude, I hope.
I'm telling you, both my wife and I are fairly healthy people, so we try to instill those values in our children. So they get a lot of fruits and vegetables. And every now and then she puts a little bite-sized Snickers in there for him as a treat.
There you go. Okay.
I mean, you got to let them be kids a little bit. But, we push the healthy lifestyle quite a bit.
Do kids still trade at school?
I would think so.
Ask them. I'd like to know.
I think so.
Are they still trading at lunchtime?
Well, I know Reed sneaks. He sneaks some of the, because you can get hot lunch, and then they have like a cart full of chips and peanut butter cookies and, you know, candy and stuff. So what you do is you don't send them with money anymore. They have an online account that you put like $50 in for the month. So they can actually, you know, even if I pack him a nice healthy lunch, we'll see money's been removed for his account in, you know, $2, $3, and that's because he's going up and getting the chips and the cookies and, you know, sneaking the bad stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sure trading goes on, but then the sneaking goes on too, you know, of the chips.
Some of my favorite memories from junior high school, middle school, was that we had regular cafeteria line and then we had the snack bar line. Mm-hmm. And if you went through the regular line, you got what was supposedly the healthier meal, right? That was prepared by the cooks there. And then the snack bar line had things like hot dogs, hamburgers, and the beloved Frito pie.
Yeah, yeah.
Which those of you who are not hip to Frito pie, you should look it up. And Jeff Boykin and I, every day, were in that snack bar line getting Frito pie, then going through the regular line after all the kids had gone through, and just getting the hot rolls as a side.
Mm,
so talk about unhealthy. We're eating Frito pie and rolls.